Today is Monday, June 22nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh my gosh, it was a busy weekend. Saturday, we needed to go over to the house and uninstall and install light switches because I actually had installed all these smart switches myself, and they're expensive. Like, these Brilliant light switches that I've been, and the name of the company is Brilliant, they are like between $300 and $500 per switch. Now, not per switch, because each, they sell them in combination. So there's like a three gang, a two gang, and a single, which means three switch, two switch, one switch, because they're all in one unit. So like, if you have a switch plate that has three switches in it, you put one of these Brilliant devices and it has three switches built into the same thing. And they're cool. They're a little buggy, especially for the price that you have to pay for them. But I've already kind of bought into the what do you call it? I can't think of the word. I was having this problem on Dubious in Town on Saturday. I've bought into the environment, into the ecosystem. So I don't want to like now have to spend money on these, on other home automation stuff. And they work for the most part. There's just like occasionally I have to go restart them. Something goes wrong and I might have to restart one or something. So it's not the best experience, but for the most part, they work. Anyway, they're very expensive. And then a lot of my switches were these called Belkin Wemo, and they're cheaper, but they don't have as many features. And but they are Wi-Fi. You can control them with an app and all that kind of stuff. And so I wanted to remove them from the townhome that we rented and put back in the original switches. Well, it gets really complicated when there's like a three-way switch, a four-way switch, a multi-way switch. I was watching all these like YouTube videos on how to rewire whatever, and one of the switches I did wrong, so I had to keep turning the power off, coming back, trying a different wiring combination, go back, turn the power back on, flip it to the switch and see if it works. So anyway, we had that to do, but then I had Throwing Down with Joe Batance to do in the morning. So I got up. I don't know what I did. I got up. I don't know if we ate or whatever. And then probably we had lunch, but I don't even remember what it was. And then I had Throwing Down with Joe Batance, and it was also Pokemon Community Day, but you can do that from home now because of COVID. So we were both playing Pokemon, and then I recorded with Joe Batance. And then immediately after we recorded, then we went over to the old house and I started working on the switches and doing all that kind of stuff. And then I completely forgot at 6:30, well, like 6:28, Fatty emails me, or no, Fatty calls me. He says, "Hey, just wanted to let you know, I don't know if you saw the text message, but Joey had to go to the emergency room and he's not going to be able to host the Zoom cocktail hour." Well, folks, not only had I not gotten that text message, but I had completely forgotten that the Zoom cocktail hour was going to happen at all. So luckily, and I was at the old house with no computers, no anything, just my phone. And luckily, Fatty's plans had changed, so he was going to be at home. So I'm like, "Oh my God, Fatty, I'm still finishing some stuff here. I completely forgot." I swear, I need to start doing Sudoku puzzles like Fatty does, because I'm so forgetful about stuff. Because I was thinking, I've got Throwing Down in the morning, Dubious Intent at night, and in between, we can do, you know, whatever errands we need to do, because we're still trying to get all this stuff done for the new move into the house. And so I was able to create the Zoom call and post the link everywhere from my phone, and then I made Fatty the host, and I was able to log into the Zoom from my phone with my headphones. I had to finish up the switch that I was working on because I didn't want to leave wires hanging out of the wall. You know, I didn't want to catch something on fire. And so I finished that up, and then we had loaded Mark's car down with a bunch of cardboard, and we needed to take those by the recycling place. So we also went ahead and did that, you know, and again, I was on the Zoom call the entire time, but Fatty kept saying, okay, let me know when you're going to be home so you can take over hosting. But then I needed to eat dinner because I had dubious intent. So I was still on the Zoom call and Mark and I swung by Whataburger to get, you know, to get something really quick. And then I was still on the Zoom call and we ate while I was still listening on the Zoom call. And then finally, after we got done eating, I came up about 8:15 my time. So 9:15 Eastern. And I took over hosting and was sitting in here and kind of just getting ready for Dubious Intent. And Dubious Intent was fun. We had a live Zoom audience. So, and we've done Dubious Intent and I've done podcasts before where at a live Vegas event or a live New Orleans event where I have an audience, but we had a Zoom call from the Zoom cocktail hour. And we just told everyone, hey, if you really want to stay while we do Dubious Intent, just everyone put yourself on mute. And Daniel and I will stay on the Zoom and we'll do Dubious Intent with this Zoom. And all Archer was just, every time we would say something that he disagreed with or whatever, he'd be, it was like Pictionary? The one where you, charades or something like that, where he'd be like waving his hands and acting out something or frowny face, smiley face, laughing, whatever. And so it was a little bit distracting to have like these Hollywood square of videos, but nobody had their audio on. So when Daniel and I would say something that they either disagreed with or they thought was funny, it was a little bit distracting. But we were able to do that episode and that went off, you know, pretty much without a hitch. But I will say, when we got to the editing piece, because normally Daniel and I stay on the line and edit together, you know, with the audience still online. But then, so they, for whatever reason, my new internet here at the house, I was having trouble uploading my files to Daniel. And so finally he had to give his file to me and then I had to do the editing. Well, I can't multitask to save my life. So everyone was like chatting and stuff like that, and I could not multitask. So I was trying, and it took me forever to edit this. Finally, I said, and I mean, I'm an adept audio editor, but I'm not real fast. And I also can't do it while I'm doing other things. Like I have to be focused on the editing. And I was just having all kinds of technical difficulties. And so finally I was like, hey guys, I know it's late. We can go ahead and end the stream and Daniel and everyone can log off and I'll finish the editing, you know, by myself. And it only took me maybe another 10 minutes or 15 minutes to finish the editing and get it all posted after we hung up. But by that point, it was like 1:15 a.m. here. So like 2:15 Eastern. And then I went to bed right away. Mark had already gone to bed because he does not wait up if it's that late. Because when I met Mark, he used to go to bed at like 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. Sorry. But now we stay up till about 11:30 now, but I've gotten him into that. He used to be a really early to bed person. So Sunday was a busy day because we had planned. So Sunday was Father's Day and I had told my parents, I'm like, hey, come over. We will order some food because I don't want to cook, but we'll order. And their favorite is Chinese. So I got P.F. Chang's. And they always love everything that I get from P.F. Chang's. It doesn't matter. So I ordered and I just did Grubhub, I think. And so in the morning, I got up and picked, you know, placed the order and said, I want you to deliver it at 12:45 because my parents were going to come over at 1. And then I worked on, Mark had Mass going on the TV because his church does Mass on Facebook Live. So we were kind of watching that. But I was also setting up a couple of other things because my parents hadn't seen the house since everything was moved in. They came on moving day, but they haven't seen all the furniture arranged and all that kind of stuff. And like, there were a couple other things that needed to be done. And I thought, well, might as well do this. So I spent like an hour, maybe 2 hours, working on the guest bedroom, vacuuming the floor because there was grass on the floor. There was some grass on the hardwood floor from Sydney going in and out. And I just did little odds and ends things that we've been wanting to do. And so, and then they came over. We had lunch. Well, I didn't know, but my mom had bought a bunch of plants for us. And so she not only, I knew she was going to be bringing a plant. She had repotted a plant for me that I got from my grandmother who died a couple of years ago. And Mark and I have had this plant. We've kept it alive magically. I don't know how, but it needed to be repotted. Well, then, I don't know. It was a big thing. But Mom had just, I guess they had gone to the nursery or something, or to the landscaping place. I don't know where they bought the stuff. They could have even gone to Home Depot or Lowe's. But they were buying a bunch of flowers and stuff for their yard. And so she bought like a whole like carton of these, I don't even know what they are, but these flowering plants. And so she had a job for us. So after lunch, Mom and Mark and I and my stepdad, we all went out and I was digging holes, and Mom was showing Mark how to plant these flowers. So we planted flowers, and then we didn't finish with anyway, they were there for, I don't know, maybe 4 hours. And then we immediately went to the other house to finish the switches. And then we finished the switches, and then I mowed the lawn last night. Well, I mowed half the lawn last night, and I watered the flowers. So tonight I've got to finish mowing the yard. So it's been very busy, very, very. And I'm posting pictures of the house on Twitter, so anyone who's interested, you can kind of go look and see how our decorating's going. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.